Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, Ghosts versus Spirits, a conversation with Cale Epperson. Spirits and the energies from beyond the grave. To the unstudied individual, it sounds simple to understand the difference between all of them. To those who have dove deep into the subject, know that the family tree of the dead, the states of existence, go far beyond a simple label. Where does this energy come from? Why does it decide to stay? And what draws the living to seek them out? Today, we discuss all of this with Cale Epperson on The Grave Talks.
Basically, just from childhood, I've always been kind of sensitive to the world, the spiritual world around me. And I really had a huge hunger for spirituality at a young age. And it really kicked in probably in my teenage years. Basically, you know, when you start seeing weird stuff and you can't explain it, you know, I know my parents at the time, you know, if I'd tell them I would sense something or feel something or see something, they would just kind of blow it off. Like, you know, you just got an overreactive imagination.
Sure.
But, you know, for myself, I don't go around calling myself a psychic or a medium. I can go into a location and I can tell you if it's haunted and rare occasions I can tell you if I feel like it's a man or a woman, but you know, I don't, like I said, I don't go around telling people I'm psychic or medium because it's, you know, I'm not that strong with abilities, if that's what you want to call them. But I think everybody has the ability to sense the paranormal. I think most people just ignore it as something that's common and they just go on and do whatever. But yeah, I was very sensitive as a teenager. And when I went to church, I was always hungry for the word and spirituality. And you know, of course, at the time, I didn't realize it was going to be a calling to help people. But I've always been kind of sensitive to the spiritual world around me.
When you say it was kind of like a calling to you that you didn't realize at the time, but later as you got more and more into it, what were some of the things that really drew you further into the world of paranormal, other than just being a curious child and you know, having that as an interest, having that as a passion? What were some of the triggers, if you will, that pulled you deeper into it?
Oh, I don't know. I just have always been fascinated by it. You know, I was real big into like studying like Bigfoot and stuff. And even though I'm not a Bigfoot researcher, I was always interested in something paranormal. I don't know, just something just kind of triggered. You know, I loved reading stuff on like the Loch Ness Monster and the Mothman and stuff. For some reason, it's like, if stuff like this exists, how come they can't find proof on it? And I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain when you feel like you have a calling to do something. It's sure. Just further along, I just kind of felt like, you know, if people are actually having problems with things in their homes and being harassed by entities, and I'm sure, you know, you probably watched a lot of the old 80s paranormal shows where people are having all these haunts and being harassed, and it's like, you know, there's got to be some way of proving this stuff is real. Is this stuff really happening, or is it just people just making it up in their minds? And I don't know. It's just it's hard to like pinpoint.
Sure.
The exact time. I think most people, when they feel like they have a calling to do something, they just feel it. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
It does. You know, I do totally understand where you're coming from, where you're just kind of drawn into it. And as a calling, I guess maybe the question should be, as you found this interest and you wanted to go and dive deeper into it than just watching reruns of Unsolved Mysteries, which we've all done many a times.
Oh, yeah.
What was there a desire there to prove that these things are happening to yourself? Or was it more of a drive to help those being affected by these incidents?
I think it's a little bit of both. And truthfully, just kind of thinking back on it, it really didn't kick into gear. I'm trying to think when it was. It was back in 2000 and around 2004. I worked at a mall. I do security work, and I worked at this particular mall. I'm not going to name the mall in Oklahoma City. And I would always have people tell me, like customers or tenants, saying that they would have these weird experiences in the mall. And at the time, I was like, well, I'm not seeing anything. And I didn't really start noticing like the paranormal activity at this location until they put me on the night shift. And when I started working night shift, I started hearing weird things in the mall, seeing things. And I actually worked the night, this particular security job, we worked with two officers. And one of the officers was an off-duty police officer. And the building that we're in is completely locked down. And he tells me there's an intruder in the mall. And we go and we search this mall, and he's chasing after somebody. And he calls me on the radio and says, okay, I got this guy cornered at a dead end corridor. And he gets in the corridor and there's no one there. And it was just one of the craziest things. And then we ended up finding out later that mm-hmm. the land, I guess, used to be a lake, and we were close by a cemetery. And we think a lot of the paranormal activity actually probably came from the cemetery, even though no one ever died at the mall itself.
Yeah.
But we kind of felt like it was probably from the cemetery. And we would get weird stuff on our radios. I had a call over the radio, and it sounded like a guy who said, my boat's sinking, I need help. And it was kind of a mayday type thing. And I'm yeah. looking at my other officer like, did somebody hack into our channel? But we ended up finding out later, when this used to be a lake, they used to have boat rides. And apparently there was an accident where one of the boats was sinking. And I'm like, what? This is weird. You know, it's yeah. just, yeah, you know, you get crazy stuff like that. And I even had another incident there of one of the stores. They had an alarm go off, and I end up calling the owner, and I talked to the owner on the phone. It was probably about 2 p.m. telling him that, hey, your alarm went off, da 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 da. And he's telling me like, okay, you know, we'll get it figured out. And the next morning, his daughter comes in to work, and she's upset. And I tell her, I said, oh, I'm just letting you know, like, you know, your alarm went off and I contacted your dad. He was the owner. And she goes, contacted my dad? I said, yeah, it was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we note everything down on a log. And she's like looking at me funny. Well, apparently that night he died at midnight.
Oh, God.
And I made the phone call a little bit after 2 a.m. And I'm like, who did I talk to? And I recognized his voice because I talked to him before.
Yeah.
And it was one of the weirdest experience. And I did a podcast not too long ago called Ghost Phone Calls. And like, I was basically talking to a ghost of someone that just passed away. And that just blows my mind. And I don't know, when it comes, sorry if I sound like I'm rambling, but
no, you're fine.
It just surprises me. Like when I go out on cases and I do investigations, if you get like disembodied voices, and it makes you wonder, how does a ghost do that? You know, because we all know where a voice comes from. It, you know, it comes from your voice box. It's just vibrations of your muscles and stuff. But how does a ghost do it if there's no body and it's nothing but a spiritual form, but you still get voices? It's little stuff like that that blows my mind. Like you see objects move or mm-hmm. you see apparitions. It makes you question, like, are these spirits of real people? Are we dealing with, you know, interdimensional people? I mean, it opens up so many questions. Like
it does. And it makes you wonder, at least I end up wondering, because, I mean, I operate for the most part. I believe these things are happening, that these experiences are happening to people. I take people at their word, and if they're making it up, well, okay, they're making it up. Some people make things up. But I do believe that a majority of the stories that we hear are legitimate, and people have these things. I get so fascinated almost into, like, the logistics sometimes of, like, well, how did the voice resonate over the phone to you in the middle of the night if this person is dead? You know, like, right. like what is that is causing that? Take me back. I know you said, you know, it's like, oh my God, you had that moment. But when you found that out, when you were talking to that daughter that said, my father died last night at midnight, and you know full damn well that at 2 a.m. you were on a phone call with him and he was responding to you just as if you were alive. Like, okay, yep, we'll check the alarm. We'll get that figured out. No big deal. Not like, oh, I'm dead. Sorry, you'll have to talk to my daughter in the morning. It's, you know, when you square that up, what is going through your mind? What was going through your mind at that moment of hearing that? I mean, literally walk me through the thoughts and the explanations that your brain is trying to come up with to square all this up.
Well, it was almost like a pause period, like, it's like being hit by a truck. Mm-hmm. You're trying to comprehend what happened.
Sure.
And trying to explain to her that, no, I talked to him at this time. Mm-hmm. And I even brought back the log. We have a phone log.
Yeah.
And it showed his phone number at that exact time and how long the conversation was. And it blew her mind too.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.